There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then no hassle social media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No hassle social media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
Hey, friends, this is James Malincheck, featured on ABC's hit TV show Secret Millionaire and founder of BigMoneySpeaker.com, and you are listening to my good friend Jim Palmer on Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Very excited about this week's show. My special guest is Gene Hammett. Let me tell you a little bit about Gene. He has a story that absolutely proves that no failure is big enough to keep you from success, even a failure that costs you millions of dollars. Gene is not only, he's just not any old business coach. He is a business strategist who brings with him the experience of running two multi-million dollar businesses. Gene is fiercely committed to working with high-achieving leaders who want to lead with confidence and achieve financial freedom. Most importantly, Gene is husband to his wife, Amanda, and father to his adorable son, Bennett. Hey, Gene, thanks for being my special guest today on Stick Like Glue Radio.
I'm excited about it.
Good. So we're going to be talking about leadership for entrepreneurs and things like that. And, you know, leadership is such a general term. So what I want to do is first I want to ask you to kind of break it down for us and explain exactly what leadership is. And now that I've actually asked you my first question, one popped into my head. Can you tell us a little bit about the two businesses, the multi-million dollar businesses that I referenced in your intro? Give us just a little bit more on that, if you would.
So I guess about 2001, I started a business in doing tickets. It was an online ticket broker. And you're familiar with ticket brokers, right?
Yep.
Jim?
Yep.
So I did every event under the sun, sporting events, concerts, theater, you name it, I could sell tickets to it because I was in a network of people that would list their inventory and we would sell them online. So I had an e-commerce business brokering tickets. And I quickly realized that it's really hard to do everything. So I narrowed my marketing and I narrowed my business to just sports. And that started to help. I started to make more money. And then I narrowed it even further to really big sporting events. And from there, I spun off another business that did tours to big sporting events like the Olympics, the World Cups, Super Bowls, the Masters golf tournaments, and I had corporate clients coming in from all over the world to go to these events. So those were my two multi-million dollar businesses.
That's crazy. And one of the things I heard in your story, and you may have even used the word, but I certainly picked up on it, is you kept niching down, and the more you niche down, the more successful you got. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. You know, the key there was I got a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So about 2002, when I was just running ragged, I had about eight employees, And basically, they were making money because they got paid first, and I wasn't making money. I showed up, and I dealt with problems every day. And when I got a coach, we started to figure out things that were working for me and what things that weren't working. And I did had a regular practice to cut out the things in my business that just weren't working. They weren't making the money. I was investing in time and money and energy into these things. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was really narrowing my business to focus in on a much tighter set of events called a profitable niche. And that's what I did for that business.
That's awesome. So, you know, let's go back to my question. So, again, leadership, you hear that's just a term bantered about so freely, and it's really become just a general catch-all term. Can you break it down for us and explain what you think leadership is?
You know, leadership is a huge, huge conversation. And in my podcast, we talk about leadership a lot. I broke it down into three components. It's leading others, leading yourself, and leading your market. And when I did break it down like that, it's allowing me to have guests on my show that really get to the heart of leadership in those specific segments. So I could take it even further if you want me to, Jim.
Sure, let's roll.
All right. Well, leading yourself, or let's start with, I started with leading with others. It's really about building the team. Every business I've ever had, all the businesses I know, they want freedom in their business. They have to remove themselves from doing everything. You have to get a good assistant. You have to get someone that's doing the bookkeeping. You have to get someone that eventually does the sales for you, does the marketing, so that you are overseeing these things and you aren't no longer in the day-to-day, which is a little bit different than when you're a coach, because I love to coach. I'm always going to be the coach. But I don't have to do all the other things in my business. So leading others is about how do you have the right communications, the right values in place so that you are working toward a common goal together and you're doing it in such a way that everyone feels empowered. There's many other definitions out there around leading others, but that's the way I kind of describe it. Leading yourself is really that internal exercise of how do you want to show up in this world. And I, you know, a lot of people may be confused about that because they think leadership is only about leading other people to a common goal, but I think you have to know what's going on inside yourself, being intentional about who you are, how you're going to show up, how you get things done, and about how you want to be perceived into the marketplace. And finally, leading a market is about positioning yourself in that profitable niche so that people will refer business to you because you're the perfect fit. That when your marketing hits out there, there's a group of people. It may be a small group of people, but that small group absolutely raises their hand and said, that's who I am and that's for me, and the others just tend to ignore it.
That's awesome. You know, as we're doing this interview, I'm just a few days removed from my Dream Business Academy in Las Vegas, and one of the things I taught was my six steps to a dream business. And step two is actually, I call it release, and it very much describes what you said about, you know, if you're going to make the big bucks, you have to focus on high revenue generating activities, and that means releasing all these busy, busy tasks that most people spend their day doing. It's highly unlikely, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, Gene, it's highly unlikely that anybody that wants to make six figures or $500,000 or $1 million is going to do so by doing all the minutia that they start out doing as they first get going in their business.
I've never seen anybody be able to do that.
Exactly. What does it mean, Gene? You know, you've heard this term. What does it mean when you say leading starts from the inside?
Well, It is one of those odd turns, but it happens inside you, meaning that the way you show up in the world. Let me give you an example. I know that when I am going to get something done in my business that I need to focus. And, you know, everyone would say that's common sense, but it happens intentionally with the decisions I make before I sit down. It's not when I sit down at the computer and get caught up in email or get caught up in Facebook or social media or whatever it may be. I need to be intentional about how I want to get that action done and how do I want to be perceived by other people by starting from the inside?
It is an inside. Success is an inside game. It's a very good book by Lee Miltier, a good friend of mine. It really, you know, it really doesn't matter. Well, let's just say it's important to have a certain skill set or talent. But if you, no matter how good your skill set is, if you don't have the right mindset, you will not be successful. Would you agree with that?
I was just about to talk about mindsets, and you
all right,
it up
you go then. I teed you up, so you go, Gene.
Yeah, I mean, mindset is really the most critical thing in business, because if you, you know, believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right, right? That's a saying by Ford. But it truly is what's going on in your mind, the beliefs that you have about what you think is possible. And because if you don't think it's possible, you won't even try, right? Or you will half-heartedly try. But if you believe it's absolutely certain, you will do it. How many times have you heard people go, I didn't know that it was so hard. I thought everybody did it this way, and I just built a business up, and it was very wildly successful. It's because they didn't know. Their mindset wasn't holding them back. So, you know, if you want to, if you're looking to success, you have to know what your thoughts are. And it's really a hard thing to do, Jim, because I know you coach people, but you can see it better as that a different perspective than the person that's inside their own life and those emotions around them. They can't really see it.
Yeah, and that's why every successful entrepreneur, and I will actually use every entrepreneur, a highly successful entrepreneur, has a coach and or is in a mastermind group. Because we're not meant to do this alone. You know, everybody that starts a business, and every big business started small, and so everybody that starts a very successful business, they do so by relying initially on their skill or talent. So whether you're a seamstress or an accountant or you know, you're a mechanic, whatever your skill is, that's what you bring to the table. But the real success comes from when you're able to step outside your skill set and really market and grow your business and connect with people and things like that. And that's usually not, as I say, it's usually not the skill set people bring when they very first start their business.
Yeah, I had to learn the hard way through years. But whenever I did get a coach, and I mentioned getting a coach early in that other business, it really changed the way I saw my business. And I kept some of those things for years and years and years, and I continue to use some of the techniques that I learned 14 years ago. So, and I described the story as I invested, I think at the time it was about $400 a month. And I worked with her for like 3 months. So how could me spending $1,200 investing in myself have such a wildly, you know, payback? It's because it changed my life. It wasn't about learning something like I watched a video, because I can't think of any video that's changed my life the way the coaching did.
Yeah. So what coaching skills can entrepreneurs use to improve their leadership?
I don't know if you would disagree with me on this one, because I really believe that leadership has so much to do with listening. And you've got to listen to the people that you work with when you're talking about leading others. It could be the employees, but it also could be your partners. It could be your strategic partners. It could be the clients you have, past clients. It could be prospects. Learning to listen on a regular basis and really listen for what's not being said can be such a powerful thing. I'm really good at sales, Jim. I've been in sales for all my life. And when I took my coach training back in 2010, it changed the way I sell, because I would listen to a higher degree than anyone else around me. And I honestly was selling IT services, and it was to pay the bills after my million-dollar businesses kind of went away. I had to pay the bills, and I got into selling, and I did 7 contracts in a row with the first business, and then the next business I got into, I was the VP of sales for a digital agency. I did 6 deals in a row, so I didn't lose any of those deals because I was listening. And so I think if you really want to be a good leader in your business, learn the value and the intricacies of listening.
You know, I shared a story. It was actually the module where I talk about multiple streams of revenue And I shared the story that covers about 4 years time frame in my current business model, and how every one of the additional services and companies I built were because I listened to the pain points and I listened to what was frustrating my current customers. And the expression that I came up with each and every time I would listen really closely, I would say, okay, I can make a referral or I could create a new revenue stream. And so whether it was the initial content, whether it was the templates, whether it was the custom articles, whether it was the infographics, whether it was my print service, no matter what it was, a customer would always ask me about that. Hey, do you know anybody who can do this? I find it hard to get articles written. What can you do? Can you refer me? And so each time I was listening to what their pain points were, and I solved their pain, but I also created a new business for myself.
And it works in marketing as well, because when you listen, you hear those pain points, you hear the language they use. And give you an example, I had a coaching client the other day who was talking about, my revenue has increased because of working with you, but my profits are still about where they were. I said, how could that be? And he goes, well, I think I'm leaking profits. Mm. And, it's kind of a funny term, right? But it was true, because I started asking him questions about, why do you think you're leaking profits, as an inquisitive coach does. He asked questions. And he would tell me about scope creep. He would tell me about underbilling. And he would tell me about underscoping projects. And I was like, oh, those are really key elements to your business. He goes, absolutely. Yes. So now we're working on this, and I've actually created another marketing channel within my business called Agency Profit Leaks. Just because I listen to the client.
Profit leaks. It sounds like my leaky bucket theory. So, that's crazy. What role do you think vision plays in improving your leadership skills, Gene?
I'm using vision in a big way. I don't think I've ever done it as well as I did in this business, and it's not really that law of attraction kind of stuff, because I'm not so sure about that completely, because I think you have to actually work hard for the things you want. It's not just about knowing, willing them to happen. But mm-hmm. I do believe that we have to have a vision for where we're going. And one of the exercises I did was I literally sat down and with just a notepad of paper, in the old school way, just longhand, wrote out what I wanted my vision to be. And I began to see myself on a stage. I begin to see myself holding my book. I begin to see myself in front of a crowd of people. And I've had those things now. That was part of my vision back 2 or 3 years ago. And within about 18 months, I realized I had that. So I had to make my vision even bigger. So vision, I think, is really important. If you want to know, it's more than just setting goals. Like, a lot of people have goals. Vision is actually being able to see this happening for yourself and seeing yourself in that moment. And I think it's a really powerful way to really connect yourself to where you want to take your business.
You know, the most important thing you said there is work is required. You know, there's no silver bullet. There's no, lottery ticket that you're going to win your way to a successful business. It does take work. I saw a video of Larry Winget. You know, he's a kind of a brash guy, just kind of speaks the truth so completely unvarnished. It's funny. But he goes, hey, have you heard those people that say, you can touch yourself, like touch your chest and say, I'm rich. And he goes, you can touch yourself and it'll make you happy, but you could touch yourself, it ain't going to make you rich. You got to work. Oh, my God, I cracked up when I saw that. So just staying on our leadership theme here a little bit more, Gene, it's really more than just leading your team. It's a good leader. I mean, it's about your peers, your clients, prospects, and ultimately leading yourself to create a new business or, a highly profitable business. Can you give me a couple of examples either from your current coaching practice or your past businesses where you led peers or prospects?
You know, I think it's happening all the time. You know, as a coach, I hold myself to a high standard. I'm not just someone who called myself a coach. I've actually built businesses before. I've actually built teams. And in each step of those ways, I had to be clear about the leadership styles I wanted and the values I wanted for my business. most recently, building out a team now has been hard because, you know, I don't have all the money that I need to build the team I want right now. So I'm having to do it in a very wise way, working with select individuals that do really great things that I can't do, or they do them much better than me. So I love the fact that my team now is building slowly, but it is definitely getting myself to a point where I don't have to do everything in my business.
You know, there's a theory or a principle. It's called the light switch principle. And, you know, a lot of folks, they say, when I get to a certain point, I'm going to do this. In other words, flip the switch. When I get to a certain point in my business, I'll do this or that, or I'm going to start marketing this way, or I'm going to hire help. And I think what holds a lot of people back is that they never get to that point because they don't actually invest. It's not enough. I mean, you can grow a business based on cash flow. You can do it. It's going to take forever, in my opinion. But when you have a real conviction that the skill or talent or the value that you're bringing to the marketplace is incredible, I think the smart people actually step up and invest in their future self, their future business, and bring it to fruition faster. So if you imagine this bank of, you know, maybe five or six light switches, instead of hitting them one at a time, maybe like take a broomstick and you just go boom and you turn them all on at one time and you go. Have you ever done anything like that?
Well, the best thing I can think of is when I started my other business, I could have done it as a sideline. And, you know, a lot of people do that, but it wasn't what I wanted. I just wanted to jump in the deep end of the pool and just swim. And I knew that when I did that, it took me a couple of years to get through those tough, messy middle areas of my business. And I did it. And when I had a chance to begin my coaching business about 2 years ago, I could have gotten a job, and I could have done it on the side, but I knew the fastest path for me and probably the most stressful would be just jump in the end of the pool and just do it. So that's my version of hit all of the light switches at one time.
Yeah. You know, in the so we're down to about 5 or 6 minutes, Gene, and I know in my introduction we talked about no failure is big enough to keep you from success, even a failure that costs you $1 million. Can you share with our audience, to whatever degree you can, the story of, you know, how you lost millions of dollars, your two businesses, and then how you ultimately bounced back? What was that like? Because I think a lot of people are struggling today, whether they've lost a million-dollar business or whether they're just trying to get off the ground. What can you tell us about your story that might inspire our listeners?
Well, I've shared this before, and I'm going to try to do it in a different way. I did exactly what Jim said. 4 years ago, January 15th, 2010, I had a contract that was come due that I had put together with my partner, best friend at the time, and he didn't perform on that contract. I got caught right in the middle of over 10,000 customers and a bunch of lawyers and a bunch of Secret Service agents and things like that, and I ended up losing everything. I lost my house. I lost my business. I lost my savings, my income, everything that I had, I lost. But I knew that I wasn't done. I knew I would own another business because it's just the way I am, but I wanted to do it differently. And so I thought about how I could really make a difference in the world. And that's what really helped me, kept me going and really keeps me going today, is knowing that I'm making a difference. It's not just about making money. That other business, selling tickets and doing tours and all that thing, was purely about making money. It was about how much I could make off every transaction, and I knew how to make money. I made $1 million in Beijing, 2008, over a seven-week period. I was in Europe for an event. I made $70,000 in a country I didn't even speak the language, and I made $70,000 in 1 day. I knew how to make money with that business. And the best thing I can share with you as it relates to getting back on your feet is connect with what your real purpose is. And a lot of people say those things, but my real purpose was to make a difference in this world. So that's what I did. I leaned into the coaching thing. I really needed it for my own personal benefit, not so I could do this with others. I spent the first 5 or 6 months of the program working on myself and getting myself in a position to really be valuable to others, because that was a real kick in the gut, if I say it politely. And since then, I really just make a difference with clients first. You know, have I taken on clients that couldn't afford to pay me? Absolutely. Have I done pro bono work? Yes, because I love what I'm doing. Most of my clients pay me because of the value that I create, and I know that, and I go to sleep every day knowing that I make a difference. And that's what's really helped me with getting back on my feet and keeping moving with this business.
Wow. Can't think of a better way to end this. That was a very powerful story because, you know, everybody gets down, everybody trips, everybody, you know, struggles to one degree or another, but it's only the people who actually keep going that come out of this. I can't imagine what it would be like to face Secret Service and lose your house and everything. That's really incredible that you've bounced back, Gene. Congratulations on that.
Well, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
There you go. Hey, so Gene, how can people learn more about you? Do you got a website, or do you have a website? Who doesn't have a website? What's the best website for them to learn more about you and connect with you?
You stole my joke. I'm going to say everybody's got a website, Jim. The best way to get direct in touch with me is through leadersinthetrenches.com, which is a podcast that I've put together recently. I'm really trying to put together conversations with leaders for leaders, interviews with people that have been there and done the success. Jim, you were actually on the show last week, episode 2.
That was a lot of fun, and I love your podcast, by the way. I love the model and everything. It's a great one.
Great. And, you know, Twitter is another great place because I love to be social and share, and it just seems like it's actually easier for me than email because I get so much junk email, but I can filter what I want to see in my Twitter feed. So at Gene Hammett. And that's really the best ways to get in touch with me. I'm running through there. I do have a coaching business, which is Core Elevation, but I'm just really about creating content and connecting with my audience.
Awesome. Gene, thanks so much for being my guest this week. I really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing so much very openly with my audience. I appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, Jim.
Okay. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Gene Hammett. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And again, those are all great things in your business. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode next week. And until then, keep moving forward, keep taking action, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.